Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to this podcast. We're going to do something a little different today, and it's going to be awesome. Instead of a typical call-in where I talk to somebody and kind of give a little bit of coaching on whatever they're dealing with, we are going to dive super deep into a topic that I know is important to you guys because I'm getting a lot of feedback. We're going to talk about how to get you more cleaning contracts. More specifically, how to make sure that you close more of the bids that you go on. Now, there's probably two of you listening. There's a residential and a commercial. This is really in-depth for kind of large commercial accounts. The good news is if you're residential, this information all works amazingly well. You just may not have to go as deep as we're gonna go. So take it all down, understand it all, and this will work for residential or commercial, but for residential, it's kind of like shooting a squirrel with a rifle. It's probably too much firepower than you need, which is great because you're gonna really crush it. You start using these concepts amongst your competitors who are probably just throwing a bid at them, you're gonna kill it. And then for commercial folks that are doing a couple $1,000 a month contracts, you're gonna need this kind of a firepower and this kind of a system to make sure that you start closing more bids. So here's where we're at. If you're one of the guys or gals out there that is sick of going on 20 bids and you give a bunch of bids and then before you give the bid, they're very responsive. They call back whenever you need anything, they're there. As soon as you give that bid and they go, oh, we'll call you in a week. We love you. You're the guy. Then a week passes, they haven't called, you called them, all of a sudden they're not returning, and now you're chasing, they're playing hide and seek with you. If you've got that, you're in the right spot. If you get a lot of, oh, sharpen your pencil, son, and let's see how cheap we can get this, and if the numbers work, and it's all price-based, you're in the right spot. If you're getting a lot of, some months there's just a ton of bids, and other months there's almost no bids, you're in the right spot. If you're getting a lot of I'll think it overs, if you know, you get a bid and you think that the kind of the deal is I'm gonna give you the bid and you're gonna tell me and then they give you the, oh, we're gonna think it over, I've gotta talk to Bob or do this or that. If any of those things have been plaguing you and your business and you're sick of it, you are in the right spot. We are gonna solve it today. All right, so let's jump right in. The first thing I wanna touch on real quick before we get into the meat of it is the pre-frame. This is something a lot of people don't take into account when considering who they're dealing with. Keep in mind, the way the customer finds you really has a difference in how you're gonna deal with them. So there's a big difference between a referral versus somebody that you met at a trade show and spent 20 minutes with personally versus someone that's on a Google search, right? Now, Google search is great because they're typing in, you know, cleaners in Las Vegas. Well, if I'm typing in commercial cleaners or resident or maid service in Vegas, that's a buying sign. I'm not typing that in unless I'm pretty interested in getting a commercial cleaner or a maid service in Vegas. The problem is Google's not just gonna serve up your fantastic webpage, you're gonna serve up 2,000 of them, okay? So there's some goods and some bads. So the way that you're gonna deal with and talk to that person is very different than someone that calls in and says, hey, I talked to John over at your favorite customer over there. He said, I've got to use you guys. When can you come out and give a bid? So just understand when you're talking to somebody, the way that you're going to handle them is going to be different depending on the pre-frame, how they came to you. So the goal is, and we're going to talk about this a little later, to get everybody up to speed so they all know you, trust you, and sees you an authority and a consultant and someone that's going to help them with their business, not just some jerk giving them a low bid, okay? So as we're going through the rest of this conversation, just keep in mind and take into account the pre-frame. How did they find you? And make sure that you're keeping that in mind in how you respond to them. All right, now let's dive into the call. So this is the exciting part, right? Somebody calls in, they want some information. There's a couple things that people do wrong right off the bat. And if you're doing that, let's just eliminate it right off the bat. So first, there's a lot of talking. So many owners of cleaning companies just want to vomit information on them. They say, well, we're great and we're green and all they do is talk about themselves. And I hate to tell you this, but your customer won't, so I'll be the bad guy. They don't care. Guess what they care about? They care about them and their pain and their problem and their passion and they only care about you in relation to how you can help them. So the way to easily go from an amateur, whether this is your first day on the job or you're hiring a salesperson that's new or you've been doing this for 20 years, the way to instantly improve your closing ratio and make your customers love you is to shut up. Ask questions, listen. That's it. ask questions and listen. I know a lot of you old schoolers have been taught or think, oh, I've got to, whoever's, you know, I got to be in charge. I got to take control of the conversation, which isn't a bad thing. You do want to professionally lead your customer down a path that you know that he needs to be on. But the way you do that isn't talk and vomit all this information, which makes the customer want to get away from you, hang up. The way is to ask questions. Even if you just ask a question for 16 seconds, why'd you call in? What's going on in your life today? And then you shut up for 7 minutes while he or she talks, you're still in control. So you've got to have enough self-confidence to be in yourself and to be confident to be quiet and listen. And I promise you, they're going to get off the phone. If you talk for 26 minutes, and that's another thing, time it. If you're talking all the time, tell them how you're green, you've got the best employees, your insurance is this, all this stuff they don't care about, time it. You'll talk for about 3.5 minutes. If you ask questions and listen, you can have a 20 or 30 minute phone call and you go, oh, that seems so long. Well, it depends. If this is an account that you want them talking, you really want to understand, and they're going to give you all the ammunition you need to close that deal when you go on. So the first thing is ask questions and listen. The second mistake is most people, when someone calls in, their whole goal is to try and get that person to ask them to come out. They want to get the appointment. So all they do is, when can we come out? What are you doing? What are you paying now? Just a lot of this, let's go. The goal should not be to get an appointment. The goal should be to qualify or disqualify them, right? You're too busy trying to qualify yourself as the best cleaner out there. You don't even know if they're a good customer for you. So another rookie mistake is to go on every bid that you're ever invited on. There's some really easy, simple things like, we only do once a week appointments. Well, if they want a cleaning once or twice a month, then you can just tell them right off the bat, we're not a fit. Or our minimum's $1,000. And if their budget's $800, fine, that's close enough. But if their budget's $200, it probably doesn't make sense to go out. Let me give you some other kind of deeper questions to ask that'll really disqualify them. First, why are you looking? What made you call today? That's a really good question. And listen, and sometimes they're not going to want to tell you, so ask it again. It's a really good question. What made you call today? Oh, we just think we're going to give it a try. Well, that's weird. I don't really generally get a lot of people. Something had to have happened. Did you just wake up? Well, why today? Why not a week ago or a week from now? And most of the time, there's going to be an event that happened. Well, cleaner did something or upset us, or we had a VIP come through and the place didn't look great. This is all good information. So why today? Why not later? That's a good one. Another one is, how long have you been dealing with this problem? And you want to look out for months and months and months, right? How big of a problem can it be if they've been dealing with it for 6 months? If they're like, oh, last week this event happened, we got to get this done, or even better, our cleaners quit, so we got to get this done. Those are all really good questions. Another thing I broach, and we're going to talk more about this in the next video. By the way, we're deep diving, so we're going to have to break this down into two videos because I don't want it to be this long marathon session. So we're going to talk about in depth in the next video is the decision-making process. But you're going to want to at least broach that subject here. So what's going to happen? Who else is this decision important to? What's it going to look like? Once I give you the bid, how are you going to go about deciding what to do? So at least get a little idea of what's going to go on with that now instead of later. Second thing you might want to look at is, what happens if you don't make any change? Say none of the bids come out any good. Is that possible? And if they go, yeah, everything's fine, we just move on with our lives. That might be one that you'd say, hey, hold on, let's talk about that. You know, maybe it doesn't make sense for you to go bid that one. Another question is, when do you need to get this done by? Or when do you need to make a change? And if their answer is, sometime in the next 3 to 6 months, that's a good one to take pause and jump in and go, well, hold on. For us, we only had our bids good for a month. And I'd explain that to them. Hey, 3 months from now, your needs will probably have changed. Gas prices, minimum wage, supply costs, supply and demand, everything has changed. So our bids are only good for 30 days. If you don't need to make a change for 90 or 120 or 4, 5, 6 months, it doesn't really make any sense for us to come out. That's when I put them into a follow-up sequence, and we'll give you a link later at the end of where you can find it. I did a whole blog on that. I'd put them in the follow-up sequence and kind of get back with them when they're more ready. So these are some of the ways that you disqualify bad appointments, so you're not going on 20 appointments and 10 of them aren't really even good appointments that you should have gone on. So that'll save you 10 appointments. And I know you're going to spend a little more time on the phone, which is great, but you're going to spend a lot less time driving and going out to places where it's not a fit. So step one, ask a lot of questions and don't talk. Step two is, you're asking those questions in order to find out if to qualify or disqualify them as a prospect. Is this worth spending an hour or two of your day making an appointment and going out there? So that's one and two. Number three I'm going to give you is kind of a game changer. And this is a ton of fun, and we'll save the rest for the next video. The third thing you're gonna do before you hang up and set an appointment is what's called ground rules. So after you've asked questions and qualified them and decided this is worth you going out on, you go, okay, hey, before we come out and set that appointment, can I set a couple ground rules? I've done this enough times to know there's a way to do this what works really well for you and for me in a way that does this that can waste time and frustrate people. So can I just set a couple ways that we can kind of best practices to make sure we both get the most out of our time? Very rarely are they gonna say no. And if they do, again, you might go back to the qualification, disqualification process. So when they say, yeah, of course, I'd love to do that. First thing I always do is time. So I demand, I'm not gonna go on an appointment if they just say, hey, you can go look and bid and just give us your number. I need them to sit and talk with me. If I can't get whatever I think, for me, at least a half hour up to an hour, but if I can't get a real appointment with uninterrupted time, I don't go on the appointment. So I explain to them, hey, when I come, I turn my phone off, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit more on the on-site part. I physically turn my phone off in front of them, but right now you're gonna go, hey, if I'm gonna come out, can we get uninterrupted time? Tell your receptionist, whoever answers the phone, just make sure no one's gonna interrupt. Can we do that? It shouldn't be at this point hard to get them to commit to that. If they won't commit to it, I'm not going. So once you've got the time and that it's uninterrupted committed, the second thing you're gonna talk about is, hey, and this is a script. You might wanna write this down and listen to the tonality I'm using because this is really important. You're gonna set the ground rules of the outcome of the meeting. This is where we're gonna eliminate those think it over. So the first thing you're gonna say is, hey, Mr. Johnson, when I come out and we've got the 30 to 45 minutes and it's gonna be uninterrupted, can you do me a favor? They say yes 100%. Yeah, of course. I'm a charming fellow, and I always say that because people like it. And again, do this kind of in a way that suits you. I'm a charming fellow. A lot of people really like me, which is great, but the problem is they're afraid to tell me no. And I feel really weird about that. Can we just get this right off the table? If I come out there and for whatever reason, you don't think I'm a good fit, our company's a good fit, anything, for any reason, you just don't think we're the best choice, are you okay telling me that? Never have I had someone say, no, I'm not okay telling you that. 100% of the time they say, yeah, of course I'll tell you that. Great, I appreciate you, thank you. One other thing, I hate to beat you up, but I'm shy and sensitive and I don't like having to, I always feel awkward because sometimes I don't feel you're a fit. I'll come out and I just don't know that we're able to be the best vendor for you. And I hate being that guy that tells you to go away. So I just ask permission now so I can feel more comfortable. If I don't think that we're a fit, are you okay with me telling you, hey, I don't think we're the best cleaning company and bowing out and maybe trying to get another resource? Of course they're gonna say, yes, that's what I want. So then you've set them up perfectly because they've told you if it's not a fit, they don't like you, they're gonna tell you, which is great, right? I'll take a no over think it over any day of the week. And then they've given you permission if you get out there and for whatever reason, you just don't think it's a fit, you can tell them and you plan it in their mind. Oh, I'm not just interviewing them, we're interviewing each other. This guy is a professional. He's not just out there for the money, he really can pick and choose his customers. So a lot of good things have happened with just that little thing. Okay. The last question, this is where the magic comes in, and you're in control, but he's gonna feel very much in control, which is perfect. You're gonna go, all right, so I'm clear, if I get out there and you can't disqualify me, you think we're a great fit, and I think that we'd be able to do a good job for you all, what would you like to see happen then? So you see how I did that? What would you like to see happen then? 9 times out of 10, he's gonna go, well, what do you mean? We'll start the contract, of course, which is perfect. That's the ground rules. That's the kind of the deal that you wanna make before you go out there. And if he doesn't say that, that's fine too. He's gonna give you some sort of objection that you'd rather deal with now as opposed to later. That objection might be something like, well, I've gotta give the contract to, or the bid to my boss, you know, Susie, and then she's gonna decide, which is great. Ideally, when you talked about the decision-making process, that would have come up, but here's another opportunity for the prospect to tell you that. That's great. Now you go, oh, I've had that before, and what happens is, I come out, you and I bid, we spend a couple hours of each other's time, I go, I work real hard, I put together a bid, you love it, you pick me out of everybody else, we go through all this rigmarole, 2 or 3 weeks pass, and then we bring the bid to Susie, and guess what? Susie starts all over, she wants this, or she wants that, or she da-da-da, and then Susie and you and I meet, but it's 3 weeks from now, and all that time is wasted. So what I've done for my customers, and they've asked, like, oh, I wish you would've told me this, is we just meet right off the bat with Susie involved, so we can get this knocked off right off the bat. So do you see how you're so much farther ahead of your competitors who didn't even ask about the decision-making process, don't have any ground rules set up, and now you're set up to really go out and make a real appointment where you can do it. So we're gonna talk about the on-site, once you actually get on-site, how to do the bid in the next video, but I just wanna sum up. First and foremost, you've gotta pre-frame. You gotta understand where the customer's coming from and speak to them in a manner that makes sense according to the knowledge they have of your company and just where they're at in the buying process. Number two, When they call in, you're going to ask questions and listen. You're not going to vomit a bunch of information on them. Number three, the reason you're going to ask questions and listen is to qualify, or just as importantly, disqualify, to make sure if it even makes sense for you guys to go out on an appointment with them. This is going to put you on a lot less appointment, and your closing appointments and your closing ratio is going to shoot through the roof. The final thing, the secret sauce of this whole deal, is the ground rules. Before you go out, they are going to agree, I will give you a half hour, 45 minutes, however long you need, of my undivided attention. There will be no interruptions. Number two, if I don't think you're a fit, I am going to tell you. Number three, if you don't think it's a fit, I give you permission to tell me. Ideally, number four, if I think you're a fit and you think I'm gonna fit, we're gonna go forward with you. And if not, they're gonna tell you why they wouldn't go forward, so you know that before you go out on the bid. So that's where we're at. Again, I'm looking forward to, there's a ton more. So we've just covered the call, right? You set up so when you actually go out on the appointment, you're set up to really succeed. So we're gonna do that next video, and I'll see you then.
Congratulations, you are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.